Yes, indeed, we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about the astonishing power of contrast. And this is where we begin. So let us begin this very delicious series with two very powerful declarations. First of all, in order to experience the benefit of this series, you do not need to have a life that has gone into tatters and all sorts of terrible, awful things happening. This does not need to be a hands-on experiment. So if you are thinking, well, now, here I am, looking at this issue of contrast, my, I'm going to be seeing contrast left, right, and center. Yes, that may be true, but it need not necessarily be true. Because the benefit of this conversation is not in noticing the contrast. The benefit in this conversation is noticing the contrast that you're going to use for your benefit. The second thing that we want to declare, and this is our topic for today, and we think it is quite delicious and quite amazing in and of itself, and that is that every point of contrast is here to help you. Every point of contrast. So today, as you are noticing the contrast of your life, and here we are speaking about any contrast at all, positive or negative, as you're noticing contrast today, we invite you to notice how it is helping you. So let's start with what's easy and obvious. Positive contrast. That's the kind of contrast that you like, that's in alignment, that feels really good, that proves the point, that shows you what you are wanting more of and delivers it in the same stroke. So positive contrast is what happens when you look at a situation and you see how much better it is than it was before. This positive contrast helps you remember why you are doing what you are doing. It brings you back, if you will let it, to the origin of the thought that gave birth to the experience. In other words, it shows you why things are as good as they are. It shows you that it was because of a thought that you thunk, a decision that you made, a choice that you selected. These points of positive contrast are very delicious, and we would not overlook them if we were you. Any coincidence, so-called coincidence, any sort of synchronicity whatsoever, is an indication of positive contrast. Now, don't get wrapped up too much in the language here, because the point is to notice what you like, and to notice you're having what you like, and that much of what you are having that you like, you are having because of what you didn't like before. Which now brings us to the second kind of contrast, negative contrast. Now, we use the word negative contrast not because it's bad, but because it is negating something. It is contrast that is arising as a result of conflicting thoughts that is showing you that you are declaring that you're going in this direction, but you have a thought from before that you're still connected to and interested in that is saying, no, I'm going in that direction. So these two thoughts intersect and they conflict, and that's good. Because here you get to make a new choice. Perhaps you did want to go down that other road and you forgot until you made this choice. Now you can make the choice to go down this road that arises as a conflicting thought. Perhaps what is happening here is that that's just an old idea that you had some time ago, and now, thanks to the contrast, you can make a choice that says, no, this is what I'm doing. I stand behind my new choice. Perhaps, indeed, the blend of the two conflicting thoughts will produce a third result, something unknowable until you made a firm decision. And this is what we want to speak of. This contrast is helping you. Now, the positive contrast helps you immensely because it shows you the result of your decisions. It shows you how you consciously, intentionally chose something, and now you're having it, and you're having it because of what didn't work before. What you didn't like before, what you were not in alignment with before. Now you are in alignment with yourself and this experience and this thought and this knowledge and this awareness, whatever it is, and the positive contrast of that story is now coming forth and presenting itself powerfully. When negative contrast arises, when contrast that negates something shows up and says, but wait, no, not this, but that, when that kind of contrast arises, that's what most of you have trained yourselves to believe is bad. You believe it means something about you. That's why you don't like it. That's why a conversation like this about the astonishing power of contrast is so exactly perfect and right. It's perfect and right because there's a cultural idea that contrast is to be avoided. You're not supposed to feel bad. You're not supposed to have bad things happen. The problem with that assertion is that it's based on some very sort of crazy ideas. First of all, that anything bad can happen. And second of all, that feeling bad is something that you wouldn't want. That's what actually keeps you stuck in places like depression and rage, where you can't ever seem to move out of it. Because you're unwilling to feel anything bad, but you already are feeling something bad, and so you sort of get stuck in a loop. Well, negative contrast helps you break out of those loops. It helps you see that thoughts that you are thinking may or may not be what you actually want. The point of choosing from that place of contrast, that's where the astonishing power lies. The point of choosing from that contrast is for you to stand behind what it is that you actually are having and allow that to be what is arising. To allow that to be what actually happens. To allow what you actually want to occur. So positive contrast helps you see how well things are working. Which is wonderful, 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 wonderful. Every bit and scrap and piece of that, whether it's a gigantic chunk or a little sort of flittering cloud that goes by, we would jump on it like a cat jumping on a toy mouse. And we would say, this is good, this is wonderful. But likewise, we would look at negative contrast in the same way and say, this is also really good. This is helping me clarify, it's helping me delineate, it's helping me define, it's helping me decide. But most importantly, it's helping me stand behind my choice. If you think about the times when you have considered making a break, making some sort of new choice, going off in a direction that's radically different than anything that you've been in before. If you think about what that was like, what you'll remember is that the reasons why you hesitated, even when it was clear, this is what I really want, they always come down to something like, but I'm afraid that it's not going to work. And you see, that's where negative contrast can actually be very helpful. Because if you will stand up for yourself and stand up for your decision and stand behind it and say, this I can have, the contrast will arise to show you where you don't believe it's possible. And then you can make the choice once again. This is what I want. This is what I will have. Now, it does take a little bit of skill to do this because you've been trained all your life to do the exact opposite. You've been trained all your life to say, okay, if I can't get it right perfectly immediately, then I shouldn't probably do it at all. And the reason for that is because in your culture, it seems like it's a better thing to keep your head down so it won't get lopped off. And we understand that. And we're not saying that you should run around like a chicken with your head cut off. Just doing, doing, going, going, doing, doing, going, going. But what we are saying is that there are things that you are wanting to experience that you know you want to experience. That you are still keeping at bay because you're afraid of what it means. Stand behind your choice. Let the contrast arise. Let the conflicting thoughts show up. And remember that they are there to help you, and what they are helping you with primarily, specifically, and precisely, is to show you that you are indeed on the right track, otherwise the conflicting thoughts would not have arisen, and that being on the right track, right now, right here, today, all that that means is that you are ready to move on into the experience that you want. And the contrasting thoughts, the conflicting experiences, the things that rise up, the people who tell you you can't, you shouldn't, you mustn't, it's dangerous, don't. They're helping you. All of these things are helping you. They're helping you make a choice to stand up for yourself and stand behind these choices. This is why we call it the astonishing power of contrast. Everything that is arising is helping you. Everything that is arising is helping you. There is nothing out of place. There is nothing going wrong. And this represents a sea change in thought if you take it on and use it to your benefit. From the results or the experiences that you have been having in the past that were defined and dictated by cultural norm. And cultural norm, by the way, is not some bugaboo. It's not the enemy. It's not a bad thing. It was very helpful in so many ways for so long. But as you begin to become more aware of your role as the intentional and deliberate creator of your experience, you'll notice that it doesn't serve you anymore. And that's good. It's good to know that. It's good to know that you're done with that. It's good to move on. So today we invite you to pay attention to both the positive contrast and the negative contrast. We invite you to remember that just thinking about contrast will not make more of it. Because contrast arises as it's needed. You'll have plenty of it to work with. You don't have to worry about any new coming up. But probably what will happen is the clarity by which you recognize how helpful this is, that will get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's what we invite you to do today, to start down that road and to say, yes, I can have what I want. I have proof of it here in this positive contrast, and I have proof of it here in this negative contrast. Because the positive contrast shows me how I did change my mind, and now how things are much better than they were before. And the negative contrast is showing me how I'm going to get to the place of positive contrast. It's by making a choice from this new place where I have the conflicting thought right in front of me, and I say, no more. This is what I want. I will have what I want. And it is so, and it is good, and all is well. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all the ways that we have been doing so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.